Hey everyone, how are you guys doing? So Keshav has put together a best of episode because I'm on vacation and we'll be back with an episode next week. So have a good time everyone, and greetings from Mombasa, Kenya. Bye.
Hussein is away on leave this week, but don't worry, we're bringing you a best of episode. Two very funny episodes from our catalogue. The first one is a story about how Vladimir Putin's stool samples get sent back for analysis every time he travels out of the country. You heard right. And the second story, where students were getting high off of flavored condoms. Enjoy the episode.
Hello, namaste, welcome to Far From Fact. Join us,
Keshav Naidu,
and me, Hussein Merchant,
as we solve pertinent world issues in an attempt to make the world a better place.
Make the world a better place?
Okay, we'll leave it the way we found it.
Okay, Keshav, what's up, welcome back.
What's up, all, how's it going with you, man?
Going good. And should we jump into our topic for
let's
the
jump
day?
Into our topic. Yes, enough of emo stuff.
Now let's
grow up and
real
get into
matters.
The groove.
Yeah,
the
there
real
are some real things that deserve our attention. Now, okay, Keshav, this topic is great. And I'm actually surprised how other listeners have not sent this in. I think it was very fleeting. It was on the news feeds and then it kind of disappeared, which is why maybe people missed it. Surprisingly, I'm glad that I caught it at the right time and I found this topic because it's a great fit.
Right.
Yeah. Now, the headline reads that Vladimir Putin's bodyguards collect his poop on foreign trips and send it back to Russia in a suitcase.
I did read this somewhere on the internet. My God. Why? We'll get into it.
Yeah, so let's get into
great
it.
Great story, so, great story.
Yeah, so Russian President Vladimir Putin is accompanied by a special bodyguard who collects his feces when he has to go during international tours, a new report suggests. While their primary duty is still keeping him out of harm's way, trips abroad necessitate a job number two, which is...
I love political correspondents who bring out the puns. Yeah. They go all puns blazing.
And this job number two is collecting the 69-year-old's excreta and sending it back to Russia. So, this wild, if not stinking revelation came in an investigative report on Thursday in French news magazine Paris Match by Russian journalists Regis Gente, an author of two books about the motherland, and Mikhail Rubin, who has covered Russian policy for 13 years. Okay, so they are the ones behind this revelation and this study.
This now, crazy, what do you call that? Like big scoop or big, no
scoop,
pun,
yeah.
Scoop. Poop scoop.
Now, their report suggests that Federal Protective Service agents are responsible for collecting Putin's poop in a specialized bag so it can be returned to Russia in a dedicated briefcase. Now, why is the stool so important?
Yeah.
Okay, that's another topic. Yeah. So, it appears that the agency is pulling out all stops to ensure that information about Putin's health remains undiscovered by other countries or for predicting any future conditions through his DNA. The journalists found indirect evidence of this from 2019, when Putin was in Saudi Arabia. Okay, so this is their methodology. This is how they came to this conclusion. So they said that they found the same bodyguard accompanied him into the bathroom when he was visiting France. So that means in Saudi Arabia, one guard went into the bathroom with him. Right. And even when he was in France, that same fellow went into the bathroom with him. That seems like their evidence.
That is their, that's their starting point and their hunch and their entire exhibit A.
Correct. Now, over the past few months, media reports have speculated that Putin is ill and possibly has an oncological condition. Now, another possible reason for Putin's bodyguards, why they may be collecting his poop, is to keep foreign powers from getting their hands dirty, literally.
I'm no oncologist, but maybe this is ass cancer from all the clenching. That's my report. On a doctor's letterhead. Prescription, chill the fuck out.
Go for a comedy show.
Yes, FFF labs. This is both of us wearing white lab coats, examining the poop from a distance. We don't even need a microscope.
We don't even need to get our hands dirty.
We don't even need to get our hands on the poop. Just the story is enough.
So, now in 2016, a former Soviet agent claimed he had found evidence that Joseph Stalin, who's leader of the Soviet Union, spied on the former president of China, Mao Zedong, by analyzing his excrement to work up psychological portraits. So that's what, you know, there seems to be one past incident of another country using a president's or prime minister's poop and creating profiles that they could probably, you know, do a personalized bioweapon and stuff like that.
Right.
Those technologies exist.
So this probably was done on the Chinese president.
Yeah. Yeah.
On Mao Zedong.
Yes.
But
yes.
Who did
and it's
it?
A claim. It's a claim. So, a Soviet agent.
Hence the paranoia.
Correct. They are just kind of protecting themselves from their own methods, probably.
Got it. Like, now, what do you think they can gain as information? Like, what kind of food this person eats or what their weaknesses
are? Oh, lots of things.
Yeah.
Lots of things, man. Stool, I think, reveals many, many secrets.
Everything, you know?
Everything. You know, there have been the reason why I say that is because I know I sometimes when you watch National Geographic and all, they discovered poop that was frozen, you know, a caveman's poop that was frozen millions of years ago. And based on that poop ka study, they can predict that this used to be their diet. This was what kind of plants grew then. So much information they can get.
Crazy, you know. And do you think that can... So my curiosity is, how can this information be used as a weapon?
So, maybe not to specifically create a weapon, but also, you know, to disclose his health condition.
It's a weakness.
It's a weakness. Absolutely.
So, within the oligarchy, you can kind of now have people saying, what kind of leader is this? He can't even eat corn.
Yeah.
Whatever.
Gluten. Usko gluten ka problem hai.
But also there you go. Like if you know that, okay, fine. Like a tiny ounce of, sesame will kill him. Then you put that into his food somehow.
Yeah. So these are all, I have one key question.
Yeah.
You know, I have a question. If this is happening, and let's assume this happens, okay?
I'm sure, yeah.
My solution to this thing would be, instead of having someone go and scoop out his poop from the toilet that is provided, why not have a portable toilet and ask him to shit in that?
Yeah.
So there's, you know, directly it goes into that plastic thaili and one human doesn't have to scoop out his shit from somewhere.
Yeah. But do you not... Maybe that suitcase is being taken into the toilet.
I wish, I hope that is the case. Because
I would, because from a design point of view, that makes more sense.
Sense, yeah. Because what if it is loosies, for example?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
You know, there's
because
no
European
way
European thinking can... will think like, will they will say, okay, put it in a suitcase or a... like bag, line the suitcase with a bag.
Bag, huh.
And then you're sitting in it.
In the bag, yeah. I'm hoping that's the case.
I'm hoping so too. Because, you know, this kind of thought of caste system and have a person to do it is very Indian.
Indian?
We will say, arey, you know, what is this design and all? We have greater design. We have assigned a person for this task.
So cool, cool. Yeah, so now I think let's hope that it is actually him shitting into a suitcase.
Into a suitcase, yeah.
And the suitcase being transported.
But great point, you know. Otherwise, you're wondering, like, why is a man going into the toilet with Putin every time, you know. I mean, it could be like a hand job.
Yeah.
But it's also odd, you know. I mean, a 69-year-old man doesn't need... three hand jobs a day by a 25-year-old man, you know, whatever that age is.
But also, you know, with that level of threat to your life, I'm sure many people want him dead.
Right.
Maybe one of the other sides of the coin is that you can't even take a dump in peace. You
this
have
is true.
To be...
Yeah. There is absolutely no saying when something can hit you.
Strike, yeah, and that's the thing, no, you're at your most vulnerable when you're taking a dump.
Yeah.
You let your guard down the most when you're taking a dump. So,
yeah. In fact, till you don't let your guard down, it's not going to come out.
Come,
that's the nature of it. It's like relax or you know, no shit for you.
No. What an irony, great irony, no?
Yeah, man.
So, do you think he, like, places that bag on the pot or...
Yeah,
you think
something like
just...
that, perhaps, yeah. Maybe the bag goes in.
Yeah. Because if he's made to shit in the suitcase directly, then he has to go Indian style.
Yeah, he has to squat, yeah.
He has to squat.
That's tough.
Or then
you have to design the suitcase accordingly, you know.
Like then a stand, heighted.
Something. Then it doesn't look like a suitcase anymore. By the end of it, it looks like, I don't know, like a, you know, those cello cases you see at the airport. People who carry like interesting, exotic or musical
pets.
Instruments.
Yeah.
Or pets.
Yeah.
This will end up looking like one of those boxes. It's hardly discreet. Everybody knows that Putin ka tatti ja raha hai. And it's no longer a spy operation. It's a tourist site.
People are taking selfies.
Big selfies against it. It's very counterintuitive as design goes.
So that device has a name. POOTIN. That's the thing. So then I was also imagining another situation, okay? And this is actually, why the idea came to me is because of a movie, Delhi Belly.
Oh, yeah. So, that's a great plot.
That's a great plot where, you know, I was imagining, suppose this suitcase gets mixed up or something.
Yeah.
And suddenly a civilian is transporting this suitcase.
Right.
And then customs may they ask him to
open it
to inspect what is in the suitcase.
Imagine the explanation. And udhar Putin ka lab mein they are wondering how he shat a hairdryer or whatever else that came out.
Bahut problem hai hamare president.
Clothes are coming out.
And do you think this fellow, okay, one more problem I think we have to solve. this specific fellow who is going into the bathroom with Putin every time.
Yeah.
After this, what do you think his job prospects are?
His job prospects are negligible to zero.
Imagine, I'm imagining his CV. Man, poor guy. Imagine what he must be telling people, no? This is my day-to-day job. Like, we complain, okay? Everyone listening, if you think that your job is shit...
This is a terrible job, yeah.
This is terrible and you have no reason to complain.
But the funny thing is, you know, within the coterie, within that inner circle, he will get a lot of respect, no? For being so trusted.
Oh. Respect, I think, on the face of it, but behind his back.
Behind his back, he's like, all sorts of nicknames. No? Fair point.
What's up, Keshav? Welcome back. Sir.
Welcome back. We have an exciting, funny topic today.
Yes, and before we jump into the topic, Keshav, a big, big thank you. And I think we have to dedicate this episode to our good friend and fellow podcaster,
yes,
Saif.
Absolutely. This is a very special dedication to Saif and his podcast, The Musafir Stories. You can find a link in the show notes.
Yes.
And the reason we're dedicating this to Saif is
that he's given us a very, very generous PayPal gift. And thank you, Saif, man. Completely unexpected. And unexpected credits to the bank account are the best sort of thank you. So thank you, Saif. And Keshav, along with Saif, multiple other listeners have also shared this topic. Okay, so then we have
special
to do
thanks
this.
To everybody who has sent in this topic.
Yeah, and let's jump in. Okay, it's a crazy story. Now, so the headline reads that flavored condoms are being used by Bengal youth to get high. Bizarre as it may sound, students in West Bengal's Durgapur have found a new way to get high. They are getting addicted to condoms, but not to use them as contraceptives. The Durgapur kids soak the flavored condoms in hot water and drink the liquid. Oh man! This gets them high for 10 to 12 hours.
Bang for buck, no pun.
Yeah, that's more than like alcohol and all of that, no? Expensive drugs have lesser durations.
Yeah, I don't know if there is such a correlation, but this is crazy. This is crazy.
Yeah, it's definitely VFM in the...
Definitely.
Okay. Now, the incident of students getting high using flavored condoms came to light when a shopkeeper figured that flavored condoms were getting high in demand in areas such as Durgapur city center, Bidhana Nagar, Benachitti and Muchipara C zone, A zone. Okay, so some localities, maybe some chemist kind of put two and two together, was observant that suddenly there's a rise in demand. Now, out of curiosity, this shopkeeper asked one of his customers why the flavored condoms were increasing in demand. The youth said he was buying flavored condoms to get high. Shopkeepers of a medical shop in Durgapur told News 18, earlier 3 to 4 packs were being sold per shop per day, but now I think many packs are just flying off the shelves. So, explaining the chemistry behind it, a chemistry teacher said, the long-term soaking of condoms in hot water causes intoxication due to the breakdown of large organic molecules into alcoholic compounds.
Right.
Dheeman Mandal of Durgapur Divisional Hospital told News 18 that condoms contain aromatic compounds. It breaks down to form alcohol, and that is what gets you high and also gets you addicted.
Which is great for condom manufacturers.
Yes, yes. And so to conclude, the article says condoms are the latest to join a number of products that have been tried to get intoxicated, such as cough syrup, aftershave, sniffing glue, paint and nail polish.
My favorite, I think they've missed
Iodex. Iodex sandwich.
And yeah. I think it's your favorite also. As a story, not as a drug, guys. Yeah. I mean,
man, but I think
even if we do it, we'll do it with brown bread, a little classic.
Multigrain, Kishore. I think
multigrain.
After safe PayPal,
sorry.
Yeah,
we can afford multigrain now.
So, I think first off, you know, credit to students for discovering new cheap ways of getting high.
Yes, yes, definitely. But does it not make you wonder, like, how did the first person who discovered this discover this?
Yeah, I'm guessing it was a chemistry student or something of that sort.
Right. Knowledge-based, you know, curiosity.
Yeah, yeah.
Right. It couldn't have been
they
like...
No.
I'm trying to picture a nice funny accident.
Like,
somebody spilled hot water on their... Something happened. I don't know.
Yeah, like they say how tea was discovered, you know, some
right.
tea leaves just fell into a boiling pot of water. And they discovered, you never know, see also a packet of Maggi ka seasoning, you know, that looks similar to a condom pack.
Yeah.
So maybe something like that, they thought it was Maggi seasoning. Put it in
the hot
Maggie.
Water and add it. I think we are officially, for more recipes, follow Far From Fact. Because this, condom Maggie is going to be a hit. Can you imagine? You don't have to wait for your munchies also. You've eaten.
So that's
super.
A speculation.
It's a great
either idea. That, yeah, either that or it was a knowledge based. You know, they realized this is what causes the high in
right.
humans.
And
let's look for
other places.
Yeah, and they kind of figured how to derive it from the cheapest product out there.
Yeah.
So now, my only hope is that they are not. Doing it at a significant cost to their health.
Yes. So this concern, you're right. So now only time will tell.
Yes. Because they are drinking it, so that means it is the high is through blood, right?
Right.
They will
through the membranes of the stomach, I guess.
Stomach, yeah.
So yeah, it can go anywhere. It can go to the nervous system also, no?
System, yeah. Man. Anyway, I think 10-12 hours.
Yeah, 10-12 hours of a high is a great party.
Yeah. And what do you think happens? Like, do you think the full thing dissolves or do you think there's some residue which then you can reuse as a condom in case of an emergency?
That's a very expensive condom because then you're paying child support. That's not a condom. That's also, when you're this high, you're not getting laid. So
no man,
risk
when you're
of you
using
a condom.
When you're using condoms to get high, you're anyway not getting laid.
That, yeah, exactly. So you've gone from A to A. So I do hope, like you said, that there's no long term effects. But
significant. There will be some effect for sure, but hopefully it's not too damaging.
Like 30-40 years later, every 60-year-old in the country has some peculiar something. Some twitch.
Yeah.
Oh, you know.
Yeah, everyone
at a traffic
from
light,
Bengal.
When they see a red light, like, you know, something happens to them. Can't handle colors, can't handle some.
So what do you think, man? Is there a problem here, or what? Where do we go with this?
It's just like that same all the other cheap examples list.
It's just
going to join that list, and youth now have options.
Because
I see it turning into an epidemic.
Yeah. See, I think this will stay within the student circle.
Yeah.
Also because students can't afford premium ways of getting high.
Yeah.
So that's why they have to resort to this. So there's no risk of it becoming an epidemic.
Yeah.
But I think one of the outcomes of the Iodex thing was that to buy Iodex, they needed a doctor's prescription.
Oh, yeah.
That was, yeah, I think that was implemented in
after
some of
that.
Those. After it was discovered that this is what students are doing, they needed a doctor's prescription to even get something as basic as Iodex.
So that's going to happen with condoms, you think?
Imagine if that happens.
Well, it's not going to change my life in any way. A to A. Changes nothing. Who am I fooling? Why pretend? Oh no, I have to go to a doctor every day now.
So that's the thing. Even if someone genuinely needs a condom for the protection purpose,
you need a prescription.
They will have to go and get a prescription from the doctor.
And so often these purchases are made at like 2 in the morning, 1 in the morning.
Yeah, yeah.
And imagine waking up some poor neighborhood doctor for this.
Mm-hmm.
You know, Dr. Mrs. Talreja is writing prescription at 2 in the morning. Guy standing there with a boner.
That is their test to see if they are, how they are going to use it. Chalo, boner dikhao.
Ouch. Oh, you can only buy it in emergencies.
So that's, I think, the category of people who we can solve for.
Yeah.
People who need it for protection,
yeah,
but are stuck because they have to get a prescription.
Yes.
Even
this is hypothetically if they implement.
Yeah.
Because we don't know. It's a possibility that suddenly tomorrow there will be prescriptions required for condom.
Hmm. What if we want to solve, let's say we genuinely care about the youth of West Bengal.
Yeah, let's pretend for a second.
Let's pretend. And we also have influence in the condom industry.
Okay, right.
So what if we incorporate some ingredient in the condom so that when you add hot water to the condom, something happens. So that
a
they
good
cannot,
or a bad thing?
Basically, they can't drink that thing anymore.
Okay.
Because we want to stop them from using this
because,
to get high.
But if you're from the condom industry, I'm loving that they're drinking it. I was thinking you said, okay, something magical happens, like fun. Like some confetti comes out or something.
So then, chalo, let's add like, you know, coffee flavor, tea flavor.
Yeah,
so at least the drink is enjoyable.
Drink is enjoyable. It's a sight. It's like a pop kind of thing. Like, you know, they have those popping candy. Like when you drink, you know, if you add something, sequins or something. And, you know, when you drink it, you can feel it pop in your mouth.
Yeah.
Make it more fun. Like if I was the condom industry, I would cater to these people.
To these people. Good idea. So how can we make it more fun? Flavors
more fun.
Is an obvious thing.
Flavors is obvious there. I think here is the opportunity for the for all the crunch and texture of food, like, you know.
Oh.
We can add
a
little sachet on the side with burnt garlic or something.
Wow, peanuts.
Peanuts. You know, chocolate chip, mint chocolate chip.
So when they I think what we're trying to do is we are trying to make it a event. So, you know, poor college kids, say they've had a tough week, they finished their finals, viva, whatever. Now they are all gathering in their hostel room and they want to enjoy this experience.
You know, often it's about the rituals of drugs, right? Every drug has its own ritualistic behavior. You do this, you do that, you do that. And then that's what makes it feel very, like, badass. I think that's what people are always looking for. So, let's, if you were to pander to that...
Okay.
I will say, imagine if you had this condom, hypothetically. Okay. Where you boil it in water. And then vapors start coming out.
Oh, wow.
And then, you know, when you have a cold, you know how you take steam inhales. वैसे टावल लेके ऊपर चादर लेके यू इनहेल दिस एंड देन यू आर फकिंग हाई एंड बेस्ट पार्ट तुम ये घर पे भी कर सकते हो जो पेरेंट्स एट होम लाइक सी इज लुकिंग आफ्टर हिज हेल्थ सो वेल सर्दी हो गया खुद ही इनहेल ले रहा
एंड यू कैन ऐड आयोडेक्स आल्सो टू दैट सेम
जो ऐड Oh, only problem is if you have genuinely a senior citizen in the house or somebody else who needs to take his team.
Chalega yaar, no harm done.